Welcome to the Madera Tribune podcast, sponsored by Pacific Metal Fab. I'm your host, Nugase Gabrendrius, back from a hiatus with my co-host, Tyler Takeda. And today we have a host of different topics, but primarily we have the start of the 2021 football season. Tyler, do you want to go ahead and get us started?
Well, it's good to be back. This is the first time me and Nugase have actually been here. For those of you that are looking for a special guest today, we don't have one. So hopefully you won't turn away. We haven't done one of these styles in a long time, but we got football season coming up, and I watched Liberty play. I caught some of the Madera South scrimmage. You caught the Madera South football game this week, and they pulled off a nice 8-6 victory. That's your first game you saw in their new stadium. What do you think?
Honestly, it felt like they've been used to this. It felt like this hasn't been a new stadium or anything like that. And, you know, when I talked to Coach Johnson after the game, you know, he mentioned to me, you know, all week during school hours, people were coming up to him, excited about the game coming up. He had a whole whiteout thing going on, things like that. So you can kind of see the Madera South football team kind of developing a tradition, the school's developing an identity. And so I think home games moving forward are just going to be a lot of fun in general.
They're undefeated in that new stadium. I mean, I told you previously, I was the announcer for their first win, and their second, and their third. So I have big expectations for these guys, because I think that offensive backfield they have with Moreno and Grantham and Cervantes, even with Edwards at quarterback, that has some makings for some dynamic offense. And their defense is pretty good. I mean, Rudy Valdez, yeah, he's the kicker. He's the leader of that defense as well. I see a lot of big things for that Stallion team.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Rudy's name. Obviously, he's a great kicker, but he's also a great safety as well. At least for myself, I think the strength of Madera South starts in the trenches. Their offensive line is strong. Their defensive line is incredibly strong. And, you know, like you mentioned, I was at the game on Friday. They stopped the Division I running back continuously throughout the entire night. I mean, he had one touchdown run over 50 yards, but all of his offense came from one play. And so that's indicative of the coaching that goes on at Madera South and, of course, the effort that the kids are putting in.
And you know what? Madera might get this frowned upon from the rest of the Valley, but there's some really good football playing out here. I mean, Matilda Torres, they picked up their first win and their first try against Hoover 2 weeks ago. I mean, how amazing is that? First game out as a varsity team, you pick up a win.
Well, it shows that they're going to be good in the future. I mean, it's going to be exciting the next 3-4 years.
He had two juniors playing on that team. Everybody else were sophomores.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then, you know, Madera goes out in their first game and just demolishes a Selma team that many think were going to be pretty decent. And they were opening up their new field, too, in their new stadium, and they go out there and beat them. Here's a name to watch in the future, Bo Green. He's number 20. He's our quarterback. Oh, my gosh. He on the second play of the game, broken play, 55-yard touchdown.
Now, he wears number 20? Is 20. That what you said?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. That's not my thing. And then Logan Wattenberger, he's huge. I think he's really going to peak this year. He scored 2 touchdowns last week.
I mean, Wattenberger, I mean, baseball, football, I mean, whatever it is, he's always been a great player. And when you mentioned Wattenberger, I remember the Coyotes traveling to San Joaquin Memorial last season. And I remember in that type of environment, I mean, Wattenberger was getting open. He was getting through guys. I mean, he's a big, tough kid, definitely.
It's almost one of those things where you just say, go run, and we'll throw the ball, and you go run under it.
And he's got good hands, too. So, I mean, like you said, I expect big things from him. And I haven't seen the Coyotes yet this season, but I'm excited to see him because that offense sounds like it's legit.
Yeah, and Madera opens their home season Friday night against Kerman. That's going to be on CW59 televised, too. Make sure you catch that. But also make sure you read about it in the Tribune because Nugase will be there giving us all the details. So what are you looking forward to in that game? I mean, you've seen some football already. Got your wet the whistle a little bit. So you ready to go Friday night?
I am 100% ready. I've never seen a football game end 8-6, so I'm really happy and excited to see the Coyotes because I know they have offense, and that's what, you know, Kenny preaches. I'm also excited to see, Kenny's progression as a head coach in Madera. But I think, you know, there's just a lot of positives around, you know, the whole football team. you know, I know you and I both agree that, you know, we're ready to see a Madera school, you know, fight for the CMAC, you know, go deep in the playoffs. So I think this Madera team, and of course, when they play Madera South, that's going to be a really good matchup.
And you know what? It's really good with football season starting. We got volleyball in full gear, water polo, and tennis. And you can say it's not the biggest of volleyball fans, but I am, and I've seen Matilda Torres play. I've seen Liberty play. You know what? They have one of the best liberos I've ever seen at that school, and she is awesome. But let's go back to some of the football, and we can't forget Liberty out there in the Ranchos. You know, they had a little stumble against Exeter, but, like, totally dominated last week. I mean, Nolte out there knows what he's doing, and, you know, we have this guy, kid, he's 6 feet, 230, rumbling everybody. Caleb Sisko, that's a name to watch. He's only a sophomore. Oh, he rushed for 100 yards on 9 carries.
You know, Liberty is, they are, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if it's the serial winning, you know, their team is always good. It doesn't matter how many players they have on their team. They could have 22 play or 11 players play both sides of the ball, and I still think they'd win most of their games. And so, I mean, like you said, it starts with Nolte. It starts with the coaching, the tradition that they have there. And so, obviously, I haven't been able to catch a lot of Liberty games. But if I do catch one, you know, I do know that, you know, they always play well and things like that. So, hopefully they do well this season.
Well, Nugase doesn't catch it because I take all the Liberty games from him, so he never gets to see them. But one of the things that we're excited about that we're going to introduce sometimes on our Twitter page, you might want to catch it on Friday nights, is we got ourselves a camera. So we might be able to show some key plays during the game on Twitter with that camera. Tell me about how you think you're going to be able to use this little handheld camera on social media, not just for sports, but just overall and what we got to use for.
You know, I think it's an exciting time because, you know, just because we can offer more. And so, like you saw on Twitter, just a couple clips on Facebook, things like that. We want to incorporate more highlights, more videos, more interviews, because we think that at least as we progress into the future, the more we see, the more visual, I think the better. And so Tyler is going to be on those as well. You're going to start seeing his face more often as well as mine.
Well, remember, I have a face made for radio. That's the biggest thing.
Nah, I don't believe him. That's not true. But he's definitely going to be a part of it.
Hey, you know what the fall usually means? You know what the fall usually means?
No.
It's fair time, right?
It's true.
I mean, I'm sure you're from Fresno area. You've gone to the big Fresno Fair many times, right?
Of course.
All right, we got the Madera Fair coming up September 9th through the 12th. So when you go to the fair, what are you looking for? What do you get?
First thing is always a corn dog. A giant corn dog, you know, a couple drinks, things like that. That's how I kind of ease into things. You know, I have to be ready to lose money. That's just kind of how it is because I love those carnival games. But giant corn dog first. Maybe a funnel cake, things like that. I'm pretty basic, so.
Well, when I go to the fair, I know I'm not going to win those carnival games, so I don't even try. Number two, I actually like looking at exhibits, looking at some of the stuff. I mean, I had a friend that liked to go through everything, and she would just, like, stare at things. And I'm like, I look at it once, and I'm good, but I still look at it. But, you know, the Madera Fair is coming up. There's a lot of cool exhibits. You got everybody turning in, like, there's also the food stuff that I think is really good. But, you know, the fair food's going to be there. I mean, you get me a good cinnamon roll. I mean, I don't necessarily need a corn dog, but something fried. I know a few years ago when we were there, they had these bricks, literally a brick of curly fries.
Oh, goodness.
That was amazing. Those were the bomb. But, you know, obviously got to get myself a cinnamon roll. It's also great for the community to come out. And I think after everybody being in COVID, and being kind of like, you can't go anywhere. I think just seeing people outdoors, is just being able to see people again, and just be able to help it really, really do good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you mentioned, it's just more normal that way. And, of course, practice social distancing, wear your mask, things like that. But go out and enjoy yourself, you know, in a safe manner. Buy some, you know, funnel cakes, corn dogs, play some carnival games with your kids, things like that. Just try to take this time to be as normal as possible, even though this time is kind of the opposite.
Are you the adventurous one that'll do those crazy rides?
Nope. I like to stay on the ground.
Yeah, if you look at my body, most of those rides aren't even safe for somebody my size. But anyway, it's also going to be a time for the fair where we're going to bring out that camera. We're going to do some live interviews and just have a good old time. So, you know, things are kind of looking back to normal.
Definitely. And so like Tyler mentioned, I'm going to be out there with a camera. So I know many people in the community don't really know what I look like or anything like that. But you'll see me around with a camera. Maybe you'll jump in the video, things like that.
Or you go the other way.
That's true. So the fair is coming around. You know, the Madera Tribune is going to have a presence there, things like that. But, you know, come say hi to us. You know, reach out to us. If you have any ideas, if you have anything noteworthy, newsworthy, just please let us know. You know, we are the community paper, and, you know, we are here to represent you. But that is all we have for this edition of the Madera Tribune podcast. Tyler and I will be back next week. I know we have a couple of guests that we're speaking to right now, nothing ironed out specifically. But we'll give you an update on, of course, Friday Night Lights, you know, volleyball, other sports going on. But, you know, from Tyler and I both, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.